Plum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, last night, Squire Skemp, in a surprisingly friendly mood, attended Lum and Abner's theater, and while walking down the aisle, he stumbled, hit his head against one of the seats, knocking himself unconscious. As we're looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is still pretty much concerned over Squire's accident.
Tell you right now, if you don't quit worrying so much about Squire's accident, you're going to get yourself in a worse condition than he's in. You're just worrying yourself to death about it.
I know, but I just hate for anything like that to happen there at our picture show. Right when everything was going so good, too.
Well, everything's still going good over there, Lum.
Yeah, but I hate to have this happen right after Squire was nice enough to come over there and tell us he never had no hard feelings at us for closing up his theater.
What, you think this is going to make him mad at us again now?
Oh, maybe not, but I just wished it weren't him that got hurt there.
Well, I hate that, too.
Looks like we've caused him enough trouble without something like that to happen.
Yeah. I still can't see how come him to fall.
Well, he said it was so dark in there he couldn't half see. I think he must have tripped himself on one of the seats.
Well, he might have. It is awful dark in there, I'll say that. I know last Saturday night, the Widder Abernathy sat right smack dab in Grandpa Master's lap.
For goodness sake.
It's a wonder Grandpa never got crushed to death as big and fat as a Widder.
Sure. Yeah, I wish there was some way we could have some lights in there, but can't do that in spite of the picture.
No. Of course, it ain't bad after you sit there a while. You get to where you can see pretty good. It's just when you first come in it bothers you. I don't know what causes that.
Yeah, picture shows ought to have two rooms.
Two rooms?
Yeah, one of them where you can sit down and get used to the dark before you go in to watch the picture.
Oh.
That'd illuminate all that stumbling around.
Yeah.
In people's laps and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But if the first room was dark, Lum, why, they'd stumble in there, too. I don't believe that'd be such a good idea. No.
Well, just let him go. I ain't going to put one in no way.
You might have another room for him to sit down in before they go in the dark room. No, that wouldn't help, I don't believe.
Of course not. Get so many rooms, but he'd have to start going to the picture show about a day ahead of time so he could sit in all the different rooms before he got his eyes disadjusted to the room where the picture's at.
Yeah. Of course, now, you might just blindfold the folks for about a half hour before they go in.
Abner, they ain't no use to try to figure that out now. It's too late anyways. Squire's done hurt now.
Yeah.
Ain't no use to lock the barn after the horse is stole.
Well, I would just...
I just said it weren't no use to lock... nothing. I'm sorry I said it.
Whose horse is stole, Lum?
I ought to know it better than to ever said a thing like that.
Lum, I ask you whose horse is stole.
I hear you. Nobody's horse is stole. I just said that.
Well, now, if somebody's horse has been took around here, why, we ought to report it to Uncle Henry Lunsford. He's a town marshal, and he ought to know about it.
Abner, there ain't been no horse stole. I just said there ain't no use to lock the barn door after the horse is stole. I mean, if...
Well, how could they lock the door after he stole if he ain't been stole? Not long. You're just trying to protect somebody. You just let that slip. That's about what you done.
Abner, if somebody's horse was took, I'd tell you. I was just using that old...
Mom, you oughtn't to keep things like this quiet just because it's some friend of yours.
It ain't no friend of mine, though.
What you trying to protect him for, then?
I ain't trying to protect nobody.
All right. Who is it, then?
It ain't nobody.
It's bound to be somebody, Lum. A horse can't steal itself.
There ain't been no horse stole.
You said there was a minute ago. Now, here you are trying to back out of it.
I ain't trying to back out of nothing. Just hush up about it. I said all I'm going to.
Oh. Refused to answer questions, huh? Go get an order to take you right down to the jail and have Uncle Henry Lunsford lock you up.
Lock me up?
Lock you up in jail.
You ain't accusing me of stealing no horse, are you?
Well, you might not have sure enough stole him, but, Lum, you're just as guilty as a feller that did. I've heard you say that yourself. That's harbinating a criminal, or something like that you called it. You're interfering with the law. That's what you're doing, Lum.
Swan to goodness, Admiral. You drive a feller subtracted.
Yeah? I'm giving you the third degrees. That's what's making you feel that way. Just like that feller in the picture. We're on the way at the picture show now. You seen him. I believe I'm pretty good at this.
I'm going to have to keep you from seeing them pictures, I'm feared.
Edwards? Whereabouts was you at the night of the crime?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner.
I'm breaking you down, Mom. Look me now.
I'm break you down directly, and it ain't going to be by asking questions, neither. I can tell you that.
Come clean now, Edwards. Who done it? Some of your relates?
No.
Vegetable, or I mean, was it some of Miss Milbank's relays?
No, Abner, no.
Well, tell me when I'm getting warm.
I ain't gonna tell you nothing.
Huh?
Fur as I know, there ain't been no horse stolen. If there is, I don't know who done it.
Hey, doggy, that's just what Uncle Henry claims is the trouble around this town. Everybody's always criticizing the way he runs his town marshal job, but then when something happens around here, why, everybody's afraid to tell him anything about it.
Now, Granny's Abner, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
To be shame. What about you?
Sitting here arguing about something that don't mount a hill of beans and Squire Skimp laying over there at his place just hovering twixt life and death, you might say.
Well, all right. I won't mention no more about the horse.
Well, good.
This friend of yours means so much to you that you don't want to get him into no trouble. I'll just go along with you on it. Of course, I do think you ought to see him and tell him to take the horse back, though.
All right. I'll see that the horse is took back.
I'm glad I made you change your mind.
Now, that settles that, don't it?
Yeah, I'll feel better about it.
Well, sure. Now, don't say another word about it.
I won't. Listen, I'll go along with you on it.
You know, I've been studying about Squire Abner, and I think we ought to do something to cheer him up.
Doggy, that's going to be a hard job, though, getting that horse back in there.
I don't think we'll have no trouble. Just forget about it.
Yeah, but don't you forget something, Olam.
Forget something?
Yeah, you said that barn door was locked after the horse was stole. You'll never get him back in there now if the door locked.
Well, if it's locked, I'll get a key.
Where?
Well, I don't know where, but I...
Are you carrying a key to that barn, Law? That makes you just as guilty as the fella that's got the horse.
Abner, I told you we'd get the horse back in there. Ain't that enough?
Well, all right, you're going to have a hard job doing it to turn the door down, but that's your business.
Now, please don't mention another word about this.
I won't. I ain't going to tell a soul. I can keep a secret, Mom.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, I am, too.
Well, no better than to start something like that again.
Well, you ought to, Lum. A fella your age, this ought to be a good lesson to you. Running with the wrong kind of company, that's what it is.
If you ever hear me using another one of them old lettered sayings again in front of you, I want you to walk me one.
I believe that was our ring there, wasn't it?
Might have been. Just stay where you're at. I'll get it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Might be your friend.
Huh?
Your friend, you know. Oh. Be sure and tell him to take the you-know-what back, Lum.
The you-know-what?
Yeah, the H-O-R-S. Horse.
For goodness sake.
Take it back.
Hello, John M. Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, moving picture executive talking.
Straighten old Lum out. Got him straighten our path again.
Oh, Doc Miller.
Doc Miller? So he's the one, huh?
What have you found out, Doc?
He'd be the last feller I'd ever suspicion of being a horse thief.
Well, I'll declare. Well, that's too bad.
Uh-oh, must have gotten caught. Uh-oh, got caught, sure.
Well, I sure hate to hear that, Doc.
He's got an automobile. I don't know what he wants with a horse in the first place.
Still unconscious part of the time, huh?
Horse is unconscious. Must have hit him in the head to take him over. Poor thing, don't know where he's at.
Uh-huh.
Doc Miller, of all people. Him and his pills and subscriptions.
Well, you reckon we ought to take him to the hospital and have him raid?
Hospital? Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. That's where they take him for hospital. If he's sick, I reckon.
Raid, one of them Kodaks that takes pictures plumb through you.
What's he?
Huh?
A picture of a...
Yeah, X-ray. That's what I mean.
Oh.
How's that? Oh, well, if he don't want to go, I reckon we can't force him.
No, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Huh? You don't think there's no bones broke, huh?
What do I mean by that? Bones broke? What's he been doing to that horse, anyway?
Well, me and Abner will go over and see him, sort of cheer him up.
I don't know what you do to cheer a horse up. Sit there and tell him how pretty he is, how much he looks like Black Beauty.
Oh, and don't think we ought to, huh?
Or he ought to be running in the Kentucky Derby or something. You could flatter him.
Well, let us know as soon as we can have, as soon as we can get over there, when he can have visitors.
Visitor? Be fine visiting a horse. Wouldn't know what to do if I got over. Couldn't sit there and talk to him. Of course, we could find him backwards and forwards, I reckon.
All right, Doc. Much obliged for calling.
Show him a little old hay, kick the wall a few times.
All right. Much obliged for calling. Goodbye. Grannies, Doc says Squire's in pretty bad shape.
Squire? Is that who you been talking about?
Well, sure. Doc says he's examined him good and can't find nothing wrong with him.
Oh?
He don't think there's no bones broke, but Squire lays there and moans and takes on something wonderful, he says.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, he ought to be took to the hospital in there at the county seat.
Yeah.
He'll be examined there, but Doc says Squire comes right out flat-footed and refuses to be moved.
Well, Mom, it don't look like he could have hurt himself that bad just falling in the aisle there.
Well, it's more than likely a concussion of the brains or something.
It is.
I feel bad about it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we ought to write him a little notice some kind and tell him how sorrowful we are.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Doc says he'd rather Squire wouldn't have no visitors for a few days.
Yeah, well, we can write him and make him feel better, sort of cheer him up, you know.
That'll let him know we're concerned about it.
Why, sure.
Hand me that pencil there.
Yeah, yeah.
And just draft him a few lines right now. Or wait a minute, maybe a pen and ink would look better.
Yeah, yeah, or to do it up fancy. The ink's right there by you, Long, right there by your elbow. Don't knock it over.
Yeah, see now. Dear Squire, hello, Squire.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out how to start this out. Dear Squire, I reckon.
Yeah.
We're awful sorry you got hurt falling down in our theater last night.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good.
It's not. We feel bad because it's our fault for not having more light in there so you could see where you was going.
Yeah, yeah. Take all the blame for it ourselves. That's the thing.
Anything we can do, be sure and let us know because we feel responsible for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yours truly. Now we both better sign this.
Yeah, sure, sure. I'll sign it. Give me the pen.
Yeah, there. Right there.
Abner.
That's nice. I believe this note ought to make him feel pretty good, Abner. Don't you reckon? Make him feel pretty good.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.